messed up because I came into town. I was supposed to bring the pie dough to give to Helen to make the pies, but I forgot the pie dough. So now we're changing it. The list has changed. So Jesse's going to make the pies. It's all fine. And other than that, you know, I've been transitioning, training. I don't know if your workouts change as the seasons change. I'm not
outside running.
Yeah, exactly. No. So that's not happening. I'm obsessed with Peloton spinning.
Oh.
It's my new thing.
Cool. And
so there you have a Power Zone program that I do, which is about endurance and heart health.
Yes.
And so I've been just diving into that. And then weight training, of course. And then my new goal is to really, after every ride, take 10 to 15 minutes to stretch.
Good for you. Yeah, I make some adaptations. We've been walking on the beach, which is really fun. We love that. I'm eager to start cross-country skiing when we get a little more snow around the house. But we did downhill, and I can't tell you, it was so exhilarating, Jen. I was shocked at how it felt to ski without tension or fear or pain.
Amazing.
I was just like, wow, this feels effortless. I could do this again.
That is so great.
I know. So the hip replacement made a huge difference. That's really exciting. So we're going to probably ski again this weekend as a family. And so that changes for me. I ride the bike a little bit more as well, just depending on what the conditions are outside. But yeah, that's kind of what's been going on in our house.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start. The first topic is some new research on long COVID. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Still harvest time at the Pendere Winery, and they're working hard to bring you more award-winning wines. In the meantime, try some delectable options like November's Wine of the Month, the 2020 Bistro Rouge, plus the always fresh menu that pairs nicely with their many locally made wines. Events include Piano Wednesdays, a wine club pickup party, Maria Larson's artwork, and plenty more exciting things in store. For a full list, visit them online. The Pendere Winery, 301 Cedar Street, a true Sandpoint experience.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack-a-doodle.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis, 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
This holiday season, experience the joy of the historic Cedar Street Bridge in downtown Sandpoint, a unique marketplace offering boutique clothing, shoes, locally handmade products, fair trade, soaps, souvenirs, toys, and home decor. You can also enjoy delightful chocolates, specialty foods, and of course, huckleberry treats. Plus, the kids can enjoy the play and craft area. It's all at the Cedar Street Bridge in downtown Sandpoint. Family friendly, warm, and thriving.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pendere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Amet is born to a breeder who sends her to a dog adopter. After several moves, including a trip to the pound, she lands on a sheep farm. It is there that she witnesses a Christmas miracle, which gets her into trouble. Find out what happens next. Purchase a copy of For the Love of Our Dog, Brownie at selected locations in Sandpoint, Bonner's Ferry, and online at Apple Books and Barnes & Noble.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and a gym owner in town. My gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And she has a practice in Sandpoint. And we're talking about a lot of things today. But our first topic is some new research that came out on long COVID.
Yes, I was just fascinated by this new research because we're not hearing a ton about COVID these days, but I have had some clients who have long COVID. Yeah. And so I wanted to bring this information because I think it's so important, especially at this time of the year. We have to pay attention to our stress and depression levels. Mm-hmm. So the research is that feelings like stress, depression, and even loneliness may increase your risk of developing the condition experts are now just starting to learn about, COVID, long COVID, right? Uh-huh. We don't have any data research, right? So all of the emotional states listed above were associated with a greater risk of long COVID, between 32% and 46%. That's wow. Huge. But people who had high levels of two or more types of psychological distress before their infection had a nearly 50% higher risk of long COVID compared to those who did not feel a significant dip in their mood.
Wow.
So it really reinforces the fact that we have to pay attention to our mental health. Mm-hmm. And it's really unclear what causes long COVID, but this is interesting too. The research suggests that women, I think because we carry so much stress,
sure.
Just because we're we're doing executive
we're
function.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Older people and people who have other chronic health conditions face the highest risk of these lingering symptoms. Yeah? So what that means is that we really have to build in time for self-care mindfully, mm-hmm. right? Not just take it for granted. And whether that means planning meals ahead of time that you're going to eat healthier meals instead of just getting fast food or something mm-hmm. quick and easy that may not be very healthful. This is when you and I both believe in building in joyful movement.
Yes. Yeah.
That importance of doing things that you love. Like I went to Zumba this morning and I was really stressed mm-hmm. for a number of reasons. Went to Zumba, immediate game changer.
Yeah. I'm finding by doing this Peloton, because I never, when I run or work out, listen to music. I mean, we have music in the gym, but personally, if I'm working on my own, I don't have that going. But doing these spin sessions, the music is so important.
Yes.
To how I feel.
Yes.
Like it really, oh my gosh, I love this song. And I see my cadence goes up. I'm happier. Yeah. So there is a definite connection.
Yes. Yeah. That's the joyful part, right? There are certain songs in my playlist that I just love. And immediately I feel better.
Right. And then on the other thing, there'll be some songs that I can't stand. And you can see the effects.
Yes.
It's
so
crazy.
I don't have any of those in my playlist.
No, exactly.
So joyful movement to good music. And here's the other thing. Don't underestimate the value of getting enough sleep. So I hadn't realized that for years I was sleep deprived because I was getting up several times a night with mm-hmm. my dog and I wouldn't get back to sleep. So I would fall asleep sometimes at the dinner table,
right.
But it was about sleep deprivation. So I've really been paying so much more attention now to getting between 7 and 8 hours of sleep regularly and making sure that I can sleep for a stretch and not I'm not getting awakened. So we're managing the dogs better.
Yeah, it's hard though. I mean, my sleep is disrupted a lot. And I was doing some research on it because I went to the doctor and we had to do the fasted blood draw. And so I'm looking
yes.
at everything and analyzing. And one thing wasn't even, it was just a lab issue, but it was a concern. And so I was looking at it and sleep can actually affect your blood sugar.
I believe it. Yeah.
So the lack of sleep, if you're up a lot, it affects it,
yeah.
which is unbelievable.
Well, what it reinforces to me is that knowledge that we have that mind and body are just so fused together,
yeah.
right? Everything affects everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so really seeing our bodies as holistic yeah. as well as our emotional bodies, we have to work on that.
Yeah.
So at least 7 hours of sleep a night, we need that. And if you feel like your mood is starting to affect your ability to get through the day, if you're having a hard time getting out of bed, or if you're feeling really blue, or you start to isolate, mm-hmm. those are all indications that you might need to see your doctor and or a therapist.
Both.
Well, yes, because you might need medication. Yeah. And
I think it's always good to talk about it also. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we know that the best treatment for depression and anxiety is a combination of medication and talk therapy.
Yeah.
So those are things related to the COVID research.
Wow.
So self-care. But it also dovetails perfectly with our holiday topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is, how do we cope if we're hosting relatives over the holidays?
Exactly.
Now, it's not just relatives. So I had this emergency call, and it was friends who showed up who were not respecting boundaries and really causing my client, who was the host, enormous distress. And people don't know how to set boundaries.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But that's something that we have to practice. And I suggested to her that she write a script about what she wanted to say mm-hmm. as practice and either read it to them or send them an email or a text,
there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it is sometimes hard to say it. You get tongue-tied or face-to-face, whatever you have to do. But ultimately, I said to her, you know, you need to take care of you and your children, mm-hmm. and it's not your job to take care of these other people.
Right.
So.
So I wish her luck.
Yes, me too. And I gave her some other tips as well. And one of them is Google setting appropriate boundaries with house guests.
Yeah.
So that she would have some concrete bullets to share with her husband. So the one thing about relatives is it has an added feature. We have history with these people
right.
and oftentimes complicated relationships, and we can very easily get triggered mm-hmm. with issues from the past.
Yeah.
So that is hard. And oftentimes when we're with our family of origin, we find ourselves just riveted back into old family patterns that no longer work for us. So I think I've told you this before, but I said to one of my clients before she was spending time with relatives, I want you to function as a reporter. You're going to observe your family.
Love this one.
And report back to me about what you observe, because that will help you detach and not get sucked in so quickly.
Well, I also think it gives you time to really think about what the words were and what you think the real intention, you know, because sometimes you're caught up in it and it kind of throws you. Instead,
yes.
if you do take the time to observe, maybe you can go, oh, well, this is probably more likely what the intention was.
Yes. And I know from my own history, I can be reactive with my family mm-hmm. more than I can with anyone else.
Yeah.
That normally I have the ability to sort of sit and watch and observe and respond consciously and mindfully. But sometimes those triggers get pushed and So we want to really work on paying attention to that. And know that those roles can be very, very hard to change. They're back from, you know, how many years ago.
Sure.
And the thing to do is to take time for yourself.
Yes.
Because if you know that you're getting triggered, extract yourself from the situation.
How do you start your Thanksgiving morning?
You know, typically I try to do something physical, like go for a walk.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a class at 7B tomorrow morning that I might do. There's another yoga class. Usually physical activity is, of course, for me.
It's how I do every year. I either go, when I was running a lot, I would go for a long run before anything was prepared for the day.
Yeah.
And I believe this, you need to put yourself priority one.
Yes.
And so, you know, tomorrow I'll do a spin, and then Jeff and I'll take a walk.
Yeah.
And then we'll put the turkey in, and then we'll get going.
Yeah, we do that. And what we used to do, which I miss, our friends moved, but they used to be about a half an hour to 45-minute walk. And we would all walk through the woods, because that's the only way to, you know.
Yeah.
We just had the back way. No cars. We're off in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes it was snowy.
Sure.
But we would over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
And we would show up there, and it was a great way to start the day. Yeah. We're all together in nature, in the forest. But so we have to kind of find other ways to get that need met now. But always something physical on Thanksgiving.
For sure.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
So sometimes what I do is I just go up and do some deep breathing on my bed. Mm-hmm. You can start the day by meditating.
And finish the day that way.
Yes.
That's really important, especially if you have people staying for the whole, week or whatever.
Yeah.
You need to take those moments to really recenter, reground, and
jump on that bike, right? That indoor bike.
Nothing's going to happen. Everyone's going to be fine.
Yes. So hot tub is one of the ways that we do it. Maybe reading a book. Anything that you know grounds you or brings you a sense of calm and solace. Find those ways to sort of take care of yourself when you know that stress level is increasing.
Yeah.
I have to say that I am so glad that I've gotten to a place now where I've learned two things about hosting. The first is delegating.
Yes.
And I just didn't trust that things would be done the right way. But I've given up on some of the perfection, number one. And number two, my daughter is incredibly competent.
Yeah.
And actually, my sons and husband are.
And how fun this year, because you have all these new members of your family.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And Ellie's great, too. So anyway, we've gotten much better. Like, we knew that we were going to have at least four family dinners during this time that we were cooking. So Ellie took dinner at her house one night, and then the other three, we sort of sat down and looked at our list.
Perfect.
And a couple of things. You shop in advance if you can. You plan your menu. You delegate who's responsible. Like my husband said this morning, okay, Jill, what are my tasks today? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
You know, and I told him, and then, Cammy, here's what you need to do. And
you know, it's great. And that's like with me having our lunch and delegating, and everyone brings it. It takes so much pressure off, and it makes it way more enjoyable.
Well, and the other thing that I've gotten to is to really pace myself, is start early and kind of plan out so that you're honest about how much time things take, so that you're not rushed and stressed.
That's, great.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this discussion.
Okay.
All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Beck's Furniture Store on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry is a longtime sponsor of youth sports. They know what it takes to make a team. And the team at Beck's Furniture is ready for a sale. Always a sale of savings going on. So make your play and come on in to Beck's Furniture Store and say hi. Beck's Furniture Store on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry, proud sponsors of Badger Sports.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner in Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center, proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay. Make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
Home Styles Lighting in Coeur d'Alene is celebrating the holiday season with their annual Tiffany Lamp and Chandelier Sale. Tiffany lighting is beautiful, classic, and a wonderful way to beautify a room. Tiffany chandeliers over a dining table have been warm, inviting, and stylish for years. Come see Home Styles' great selection now at 25% off for in-stock or ordered in Tiffany products at the most beautiful lighting showroom around. Lighting, mirrors, fans, and home decor. Home Styles Lighting, 5648 North Government Way. Stop in today.
Ahead into the Seattle zone. Chevalier off left side. Out front. Shot. Score! Carter Street and pump in with a 4-2 lead with 3:31 remaining.
Tonight and Sunday in the Spokane Arena, kick off and end your Thanksgiving holiday weekend with Spokane Chiefs hockey. Tonight, it's Tickets West Magnet Schedule giveaway as your Chiefs play Vancouver. Sunday, the Everett Silver Tips will be in town. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneChiefs.com.
This holiday season, experience the joy of the historic Cedar Street Bridge in downtown Sandpoint, a unique marketplace offering boutique clothing, shoes, locally handmade products, fair trade, soaps, souvenirs, toys, and home decor. You can also enjoy delightful chocolates, specialty foods, and of course, huckleberry treats. Plus, the kids can enjoy the play and craft area. It's all at the Cedar Street Bridge in downtown Sandpoint. Family friendly, warm, and thriving.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. Jill has a practice in Sandpoint, and we're talking holidays.
Are you looking for a reward?
We have an ad. Okay. And so we're talking the holidays and hosting and sharing some tips on how to make it easier and fun.
So backing up a little bit, not everybody understands the need for alone time and, mm-hmm. and withdrawing. So, but some of us get overwhelmed and we need that. So the best policy is to be honest with your guests. This is what I need to do to take care of myself. I'm really glad you're here. I just need to kind of have some quiet time to myself. Or like today I came in and Adam had brought a friend with him who was getting ready to leave. And I said, I just need to let you know I've got my radio show and some clients in distress. Yeah. So I'm not going to be available to host. So you need to take care of yourselves.
That's great.
So just being clear with people about what your needs are and that honesty will make a big difference.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yes, that's what we need to do. Yeah. And it also models good boundary setting.
For sure.
Yeah. So then the next one is having a plan for conflict. So conflict is predictable when you put any group together in the same home for a prolonged period of time. And, you know, maybe it's an old argument or somebody's talking about a sensitive subject. Please avoid politics and religion.
It's our rule.
Yes. I think it's really important to avoid talking about politics. So the best thing to do, again, is to be really clear about boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I'm adamant with my clients. If there's alcohol that's been being consumed, do not get into conflict.
Yeah.
You just have to say, let's take a break. We've been drinking,
for sure.
Right? So don't ever engage in conflict if you've been drinking or if you're flooded or if people get heated. Mm-hmm. Remember that we need to take time out when those things are there and really set that boundary and adhere to it. Now, you can sometimes do a distraction. You can change the subject, or you can say, let's play a game or go for a walk. Sometimes the distraction. But sometimes you just really have to be clear. I'm not comfortable having this conversation.
Right. Yeah. Good.
So this is another one that came up when I was talking to my client. There is nothing wrong with staying at a hotel.
I know.
Whether it's
you. I love seeing that. Yeah.
Or someone else. And I said to this to her, they have a choice. They can either stay in their camper or they can stay in a hotel, but they cannot be in your space with your family when they're not behaving in a way that you're comfortable, especially in front of your children.
Yeah.
Your priorities are your children and your family, not these guests.
Yeah, I think I've been fortunate. I was talking to my friend in New York and when she was raising her children and she was running into all kinds of criticism from family members and stuff that is just clearly hurt her feelings long ago. And still she holds on to it, you know, and it's like, and I was surprised that is something a lot of families may be dealing with over the holidays.
Yes. So it's okay for you to say, we're going to stay at a hotel or say to somebody, you know, we have a house full right now. We don't really have space. So anyway, that's a great tactic.
I love it.
And especially if you're the one staying in a hotel, you can visit on your own time. So you can go for any of the events or for meals, but go back to your hotel whenever you need to and regroup.
Yeah.
And also, you're not obligated to host your family. If it's overwhelming, say no. So you can help them find an Airbnb or if there are other relatives that they can stay with, whatever it is. So really be honest because it's going to be easier in the long run if you're taking care of yourself. Because if you're not, you're probably going to end up stressed or reactive.
Yeah.
So those are sort of the tips for hosting.
Well, let's talk about, because going with the event, the food shaming topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're talking about two things here. One is food shaming, which is about making judgments about what people are eating. And the other is body shaming.
Yeah.
So those are two things that happen a lot during the holiday season. So your coworker might say, oh my gosh, you look so good. Did you lose weight? So people, I think, don't understand that they've made a fatphobic comment. And they're reinforcing the idea that body size is important and smaller is better.
Right.
So that's tricky because we're so accustomed to telling people, oh, you look so good, right? You've lost weight. Well, that comes with a whole host of assumptions and judgments. So we have to be patient with this. And if you're comfortable with the person who says this, you might explain to them, how does that make you feel? And I remember my mom doing that, and I would say to her, Mom, it's really hard for me when the thing that you focus on all the time is what I look like. I'd much rather have you have a conversation with me about who I am as a person or what I'm doing that's meaningful, but I don't want to be reduced to just what I look like.
Right. How did she take conversations like that?
Sometimes she was defensive. Other times she took it in. I mean, I think she knew fundamentally that I was right. It's just that her mindset was so much about appearance. And it's something that I hope we can change. That's not what's important about people we love.
Yeah.
So trying to educate people. You can say, you know, I really don't want to discuss that. That might be, I'd prefer not to discuss that, or it's not really comfortable having that conversation. So then there are the really more, I think, painful situations, like it's Christmas dinner and someone points out that you've just reached for an extra helping.
Yeah.
And this is something that my mom would say, do you really need that second helping, dear?
Right.
Yeah. Especially if they add, you look like you've gained some weight.
Oh, God. So painful.
So you're embarrassed and you know, what do you do?
And it would be the opposite too. You know, would you like another serving for people who are underweight?
Exactly. Yeah. You're not eating anything. Put some more food on your plate.
Right.
So whether it's either direction, that kind of situation is very uncomfortable. So two options. You can let people comment about your food choices and or your body, or you can stop them before they can start. So whether it's an accusation of eating too much or not enough, unwanted comments about food are a potential issue, especially at the holidays, right? And we need to really train ourselves that it's not really appropriate anymore to be making those kinds
and
of comments.
I'm listening to this and I'm trying to think, what now? So would we focus more on how are you feeling and what's going on in your life and, you know, just focus on that kind of.
Yes.
I agree.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we have to be careful about that. And we never really know what somebody's health status is.
Right.
Maybe they've lost weight due to an illness. Maybe they've gained weight due to pregnancy that's not been disclosed yet. Maybe they've undergone some other change. A thyroid can affect people, right? All sorts of things. So even a seemingly positive comment could affect the person negatively. And it is triggering to talk about bodies or diets, right? It is.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite new songs in my Zumba list is Victoria's Secret. Do you know that song by Jax?
No.
Where she says, I know Victoria's Secret. She was made up by a dude, right?
Yeah.
And talks about body, dealing with body issues. And and it's Victoria's Secrets was never made for girls like me, right? So there is that increasing awareness about this stereotyped idea about how we're supposed to look and really challenging that. And we don't want to trigger people. We don't want to make them feel bad.
It's so, not what it's all about. You know, we should just want to be around each other and love each other and have some fun. And yeah, it's this topic is really, it's just such a sensitive topic. And I think of all the people in my life and how they can be so impacted by the smallest things. And
yes.
It's just really, I mean, I was heavier through college and I remember hearing things and it was like, just really painful.
Yes. And sometimes, like with my cancer treatment, I have to take the hormone blocker, which means that it's much harder to kind of control what's happening with my weight. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to figure out how do I work with all of this?
It's enough just dealing with that, not needing to be judged.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. And then Alex, with his cancer treatment, sure. is losing weight. I mean, we're, because of our health issues, we're trying to figure that out.
Sure.
So just sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
There are things outside of our control. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about that and you make some comment,
yeah.
it can be really, really painful.
Yeah, for sure. Let's yeah. take another break, and when we come back, we'll continue on the food shaming topic. This is Functional Health Radio.
Are you looking for a rewarding career? Have you hesitated because you do not have access to affordable childcare? At Kiniksu Community Health, we believe in creating opportunities for our employees to thrive. That's why we opened KCH Kids Club, on-site childcare for our employees. Enrollment is offered year-round to meet the needs of variable working schedules. Even better, Kiniksu Community Health is hiring. Apply today and learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
Whether you're traveling to Mexico, north of the border, or anywhere else in the world, you need a passport, and you need a passport photo. Where do you get a passport photo? The Image Maker in Sandpoint. So for passport photos done right, quickly, and with no appointment necessary, come see us at The Image Maker. Remember, we're your friends in the photo business since 1978.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Local jobs, local service, local community dedication. When you choose Ford, you're choosing local. That's your Northwest Ford dealers. We're in your town, serving you, your friends, and your neighbors, just like we have for over 100 years. So when you need a new truck or SUV, keep it local and come see us. When you need an oil change or multi-point inspection, we're right down the road and happy to help. And when you want accessories to trick out your Ford, like a bike rack or bed liner, you don't have to go far to get what you need. Not everyone can say they're part of the local fabric, but your Northwest Ford dealers can. Whether you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, Great Falls, Montana, Coos Bay, Oregon, Yakima, Washington, or anywhere in between, we're keeping you on the road. And we're keeping it local. We're your Northwest Ford dealers. Stop by today or visit buyfordnow.com.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in town called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. And we've kind of got a holiday focus today. And we've been talking about food shaming and maybe ways to, when you feel like you're in that situation, whether you're whatever the comet is.
Yes.
How to kind of maneuver out of that without getting, I don't know, it's kind of a way to protect yourself too, right?
It is. It is. And one thing is that some people just don't even have this degree of awareness, right? So sometimes you can just have a conversation on a theoretical level about, you know, what has been happening in our culture, mm-hmm. and talking about the sort of focus on bodies and foods and how, like other things, we need to raise our consciousness about being more inclusive,
right,
of different kinds of body types.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Because we're all built
differently.
So differently. And I remember growing up that my legs were always very strong and bigger because of the muscle, because I'm short, you know, I'm 5'1". So imagine, you know, a gymnast body. And that wasn't something that was, people would always say, oh, well, you know, look at your legs. They're huge. And it's like, well, that kind of hurts my feelings.
Right.
I mean, my legs are my legs. And I was playing soccer and all those things. And so, but just little things like that. And I'm sure the intention wasn't even to hurt my feelings. But we all have our sensitivities about our bodies.
So I think one thing is to raise consciousness about that, mm-hmm. and just to have that conversation and dialogue to raise people's consciousness about it. Mm-hmm. Another is to enlist allies ahead of time if you think that comments will come up. And think of people that might be there at the event who'd be available there to kind of give you support or back you up. Or if you need to, that you have to have a conversation with and say, I'm really struggling with this. So to talk you down or give you support. So if you kind of identify them in advance and maybe even tell them, like, you know, would you be available if I need you? So you've got a support system already in place. So remember that how much or how little you eat is very much a personal preference. And it fluctuates, right? It fluctuates depending on hormones, your activity, your health, your age, mm-hmm. your mood. There are all sorts of factors. And so the novelty of holiday foods may make us more inclined to have more servings. And, you know, that...
See, that's the thing, too. So the holidays, to me, I'm in the fitness world. They should be enjoyed.
Yes.
And if you're on a special restricted diet or whatever you're working on, if you're in a deficit, put it aside for the holidays. If you know, don't beat yourself up.
No.
It's a time to come together and enjoy the foods and each other.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be the focus.
And as much as I'm, you know, traditionally pretty health conscious, we went to Trader Joe's yesterday and we, you know, we bought the chocolate, dark chocolate, mint, marshmallows, and salted caramels. And
I've got all my Trader Joe's stuff waiting for tomorrow.
Yes. You know, we got the truffle burrata. And, I mean, just wonderful food.
We need to enjoy life also.
We do need to enjoy life. And holidays are sort of designated as an opportunity for us to say, yeah, we can enjoy food. And especially if we're still staying active.
For sure.
We're not, it's not the end of the world if we eat some food that we don't normally eat.
Well, all of this food that I'm eating tomorrow, well, except for the Brussels sprouts, I don't normally eat. And I can't wait.
Yes, yes. So that's fine. One meal like Thanksgiving does not cause you to gain weight.
At all. Yeah.
So you're going to correct afterwards. You'll go back to eating more normally afterwards. And
Well, there's going to be some turkey sandwiches.
Yes, there will be. And there'll also be some turkey pot pie and some turkey barley soup. And
the enchiladas.
Yes. Yeah. So sometimes we do eat too much during the holidays, and it's temporary. But I really think, listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that I'm so much better at than I used to be is knowing when I'm full.
Yes.
And paying attention to that. And I was like, I've had enough. I don't need any more wine. No. I don't need any more food. I'm done.
Uh-huh.
So really listening to your body and paying attention when it says enough.
Right.
So your eating patterns will look different this time of the year. That's just kind of how it is. Mm-hmm. And the out of the ordinary food choices is not going to impact your overall health for this short period of time.
No.
It's good. Right. Let's enjoy ourselves. And that's one of the ways that we connect with other people, mm-hmm. is through food. So the judgment can often start within your own head, right?
Sure.
Absolutely. So what I think is important to do is to think about food and speak about food in a neutral way rather than demonizing dessert
Or celebrating skipping meals, right? In preparation for the turkey dinner.
I know.
That's not a good thing.
Well, no. I remember one year my brother, he was so excited about Thanksgiving dinner that he didn't eat, I think it was like for the whole day.
Oh.
And so then he sat down to eat Thanksgiving, and he got so full so soon that it was just like total backfire.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No. No, so really think about pacing yourself. And again, listening to your body is so important. But also not identifying foods as good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy for us. Certain foods have more nutrients, but they're not morally superior to other foods with fewer nutrients. And all foods provide fuel that our bodies need. And again, eating healthy doesn't make you a more virtuous person or necessarily ensure a longer life.
Right.
Now, do we generally try to eat and make good choices? Yes. But being too rigid about that is not in our best interest either.
No.
So especially, having worked with eating disorders who get into this so rigid, good foods and bad foods, and that sets us up for a binge.
Absolutely. And tracking, you know, there's certain personalities, like I've found, like if I'm trying to lose weight and go into a deficit and the moment I start tracking and measuring, I don't like where my head goes.
Right.
And so I know that that's not a good, it works wonderfully for some people, but
yes,
for me, then I'm too focused on it. And it's not a healthy relationship that I'm having with food.
Yeah. I think having a more organic relationship with food where you, again, really trying to pay attention to what is my body asking for
right now. And we all want different food. Like our bodies are all fueled differently.
Yes.
There's certain things that work for some people and others. Like nuts and I don't get along.
Yeah.
But it's a great source of fats and proteins for people, you know, but not for me.
Yes. Yeah. And that's how I am with white carbs. Mm-hmm. My body does not like white carbs.
Yeah.
I do much better with fresh fruits and vegetables and protein. So just knowing what our bodies do well with. And like there was one day like last week where I had carbs at every meal and I thought, I don't feel good. But you know, sometimes you're in those situations where you don't have control over what you're eating.
Right.
So you just try to accommodate
and notice. It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, we want to stop the judgment about foods and really just try to be more careful of what it is that feeds us, not just our body, but also what's feeling good right now. If we're in this social environment, I want to share. I don't normally eat pie, but on Thanksgiving, I always have a little bit of pumpkin pie because it's part of the communal experience.
Exactly.
Right? We're sharing that with everyone else. So sometimes, too, if you're vegan or you have some other dietary restriction, people can make nasty comments.
I can imagine.
If people are vegetarian or vegan. And so one of the things that you might want to do to avoid that kind of food shaming is to talk with your host or guests before the event to make sure that everybody's food choices can be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you, if you have a food requirement, might assist the host by bringing a dish that accommodates your food intolerance and make sure that your host is aware of what's going on and so that it can be fairly seamless.
Yeah. Well, and I think we do that at least in my family, when one of the daughters will bring their significant other, we always try to make sure that we find out what foods they grew up on so we can bring that to the table also. So that's kind of like if you're vegan.
Yes.
We should be treating them just the same.
Like, yes.
What dish would you like?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes. So being aware of different people's dietary needs and restrictions is important, and requesting that there isn't any harmful talk about food choices.
Right. Like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's another one. Judgments about food that's being served, and that might be store-bought versus homemade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So, stuffing, right?
Right.
Mint chocolates.
Yep.
Cranberry jelly coming out of a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of traditional Thanksgiving foods that are pretty processed.
Sure.
But that's part of the tradition.
Absolutely.
And again, it's about not shaming people if they get store-bought rather than homemade.
Right.
Yeah. We have to look at what the cultural and historic experiences of our guests mm-hmm. are and try to be inclusive. And as you said, I just love that. Let your friends and family introduce you to their food traditions,
exactly.
which may be different from yours.
Yeah.
So I have to say, though, we have had this ongoing discussion about pumpkin pie, right? My husband had this, the one that was off the can. That's what he did for years and years yeah. and years. And then I said, okay, well, let's do a taste test this year. I'm going to use the Williams-Sonoma one, which is kind of, and then Cammy brought homemade pumpkin for the pumpkin pie this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she was from her, their own yeah. pumpkins they grew. So but sometimes it can be playful.
Sure.
Let's test it out. Yeah. What do you like? What do you don't like?
Yeah.
But again, not making judgments about that. And that's what we do. That's part of this holiday tradition.
Right.
So thinking about food as a source of love, enjoyment, security, something comforting, nostalgia for our past.
Yeah.
And not everybody is economically or physically able to prepare a homemade dish. So don't be judgmental if they say, can I bring something from the store?
Right. Because it's about just being together.
And sharing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we just have a little bit of time left. I just want to remind people that everything that they do, just do it from their heart.
Yes.
You know, and get out there and move your bodies and enjoy each other. We won't be together in December, but we'll be back in January. So start thinking about what are your goals for next year?
Yes. And we might start out with how to unspoil your child.
There you go. All right. Well, it's been nice. Have a great Thanksgiving,
you
Jill.
You too, Jill.
All right.
Well, enjoy your
listening.
Family.
Thank you.
And food. That's right.
Yes.
All right.
Take
all
care.
Of it.
Yes, all of it. This has been Functional Health Radio.